Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Sorontos.
Thank you for tuning in and welcome back to The Songwriter Show, right here on Reality Radio 101. I'm your host, Sorontos. I'm a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics for as long as I can remember. Words are so important to me, and that's why I'm thrilled to host this show for you every Tuesday evening. I believe that every song is a story. Tonight's guest is Dawn Bosley. She's from Somerset in the UK. She's won a world championship in a drumming competition in a jazz marching band in her teens, and she's experimented with percussion and drums, which are demonstrated in her songs. In 2021, using her skills, she decided to create children's books entitled Theo the Yellow Bird, a brand of children's short adventure stories with a free sing-along.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
Welcome to the show. How you doing?
Hello, Sorontos. Well, thank you for having me on your show.
You're welcome. So thank you for being on. I'm excited to talk to you.
So am I, yes.
So you've got a lot of different things going on. Let's talk a little bit first about your songwriting. What is your musical instrument? Is it your voice? Do you play an instrument? Tell us a little bit about that first.
Right, yes. It's my voice predominantly. I use drums. So like you mentioned before, percussion. I love percussion. Started at a very young age. But my voice is what I use as my gift, really. And it's just a free gift, so why not use it, basically, which I enjoy.
Wonderful. How did you get into drumming?
My father used to sing, and he had a set of drums. And I used to always dabble with that and make a lot of noise. So it started from there, went very, very early age, from about 3, I think.
And what was the first tune you ever learned?
Tune as a song?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I am influenced by Nina Simone. I love jazz. Songs like that, I love singing those songs. And I think it goes well with the tone in my voice. That's basically it.
Tell us about the first tune that you ever learned.
The first tune I ever learned was songs by Nina Simone, and I just enjoy jazz. It's just a lovely sound from the songs that we get, and my voice goes well with that type of music.
Okay. And was your family musical at all?
Yes, my father. He used to sing when he was a teenager in pubs and clubs. And he also entered competitions, and he won quite a few of them.
Tell us a little bit about a typical week for you. What does that entail?
My typical week is always very busy. I love being creative. So I'm either sitting drawing, doing my illustrations for my books, and that's when I'm the most quietest. I sort of shut off and do my drawings and writing. And then I love being in my studio. I've got a home studio with my drums and all my instruments. And I actually love just being very, very creative. And I think it's a wonderful thing to be able to do that.
Yeah, I agree.
It is. It's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about your songwriting process, and then we'll talk about the books after that. How do you write a song?
Well, I haven't got a set pattern. I get an idea. Perhaps I'm riding in the car or I'm out and about somewhere walking, and something pops in my head and it just starts from there. So there's no set way that the music comes first and then the lyrics. It doesn't matter. As soon as the idea comes, it sort of forms into something. And by being a percussionist, I can easily tap things out as well. So the sort of rhythm that I want and so on. So it just comes sort of natural to me. I love poem writing. So again, with the lyrics, that's, that comes easy to me as well. And I love just writing words and rhyming words. And they go so beautifully in songs, don't they? So.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
What do you think are the typical mistakes people make when trying to pursue a career such as this?
I think they expect to be successful overnight. There's a big process to write a song, and it doesn't come natural to someone, although I think there's a song in everyone. It's like they say, there's a book in everyone. I think you need to be patient. You need to believe in yourself, which is really very important. And just listen and understand what people want as well. So don't just write for yourself, which is lovely to do. If you want to be a commercial artist, you need to listen, look around and understand what people are listening to. And things move all the time. So you need to be up to date with what's going on.
Yeah, I love what you said about listening. I think most of us in daily life, we're so busy. We don't listen to anything. We don't listen to our spouses, our kids, our teachers, our employers, our employees. I think it really is something that is underutilized, I think, listening. It's a powerful thing.
Yes, I agree. Yeah, I agree. And it's a wonderful thing as well. I mean, even if you go for a walk, just listen. You can listen to the bird song. It's just beautiful. Just stop and listen. It's just a wonderful thing to do.
Yeah, for sure. What about this song? What inspired it? What made you want to write this song?
I'm Your Woman. I think it's, being a woman, I think it's a beautiful thing to be. You can offer so much. You can nurture your family. You can teach your family and nurse your family. And again, listen. And I just, it's lovely to be with someone and part of a couple. And that's the reason why I wrote it, because we are able to give a gift of life. And I thought, why not put it in a song? And that's how I managed to do it, in that way, to express myself.
That's really cool. Okay, well, I'm glad you did. And I'll tell you what, let's share it with the world. All right, everybody, check this out, and then we'll come back and talk some more, okay?
Thank you.
Here we go, everybody.
You say I have magic powers, but sometimes I must be strong. I surprise myself, it seems I can do no wrong. I can't explain where the magic's coming from. I'm your woman, maybe that's why. I'm there for you when you laugh or cry. Teach you to dance, show you how to fly. Make you feel proud to hold your head up high. Maybe I have the magic touch. Maybe it's my magic smile. I'm your woman, breathing life into this world. Powers just by being there. 'Cause I'm a woman, now I know why. I'm there for you when you laugh or cry. Woman, I'm your woman. show you how to fly. Make you feel proud to hold your head up high. Maybe it's your magic touch. Maybe it's your magic smile.
That was a wonderful song. Thank you for allowing us to play it on our show.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about these books. It sounds like a very cool concept. And tell us about them. How'd you start it and what's going on with them?
Okay. Well, I'm really excited about my books because I'm able to use my music creativity and combine it with the books. And that was the idea that I came up with. I have children, I have grandchildren, and it's lovely to be able to share them with them. The books, I created a little bird called Theo the Yellow Bird, and he loves to go on adventures around the UK currently, and he goes to interesting places like the Cheddar Gorge, which we've all probably heard of, where the cheddar cheese comes from. He goes to London. He goes up into the Welsh mountains where they're beautiful mountains and trains. And so he asks lots of questions. So what I wanted to do is to take the children on these little adventures to interesting places and beautiful places so that they can learn things, ask lots of questions, find out and get ideas, because they write stories themselves in school and they draw. So I just want to encourage them to keep doing that and use their creativity. And each book comes with a free song. So the song I've written for every book is individual. And even if they don't buy a book, then at least every child in the world is able to get a copy of my song where they can download it as an MP3 from Theo the Yellow Bird's website, which is theothyellowbird.com. Or you can stream it on things like Spotify and so on.
Yeah, that's very cool. And it's so cool to see that you've undertaken this project and to hear about it.
Yeah, I love it. And I've also been commissioned now to write a whole series for the very famous, it's a world famous, steam railway, which is based in the Welsh mountains. And they've asked me to write a whole series of books. And they loved my illustrations so much because I draw the trains that they, as I said, they've asked me to do more. So I'm really excited about that. Book one has just been released, so that's all on my website. And again, it's theothyellowbird.com. You'll find it all on there.
Okay, that's very cool.
Thank you.
What is your spirit animal?
Oh, that's unusual. My spirit animal. I'm a very calm and gentle person. So, it's a hard one. I'm not really sure. What do you think I could be?
You know, I'm kind of thinking like, I don't know why, but, you know, Bambi from Disney, like the calm little, you know, not that I'm saying, you know, then her mom died and then just something, yeah, peaceful and calm and tranquil.
Yes, I think. I've got lots of patience.
Yeah.
But yes, thank you. I don't mind being called Bambi, but yes.
Okay. Tell us, what is your favorite 80s song?
80s song? Well, I love lots of genres, so it's very difficult to choose one specific one. But as I mentioned, I love rap, I love jazz, I love everything. So there's no specific song really. I just love music in general. I think it sort of raises our spirit. We can relax with it. We can dance to it. So there's lots of songs and I couldn't really specify one.
Okay. Fair enough. What about your website? Tell us about your website, where people can buy your stuff, stream it, the books, the songs, anything you want to share on the show.
Okay. Well, my website for my music, you'll find it at dawnbosley.com. So that's all the W's, dawnbosley.com. And if you want to find my books, you'll find all the W's, Theo, that's T-H-E-O, theyellowbird.com. And I've also got my art as well, which is included with the illustrations. Again, dawnbosley.com. So if you look for Dawn Bosley, you're going to find me anyway, anywhere on Google.
So in case some of our listeners missed the first minute or just don't know, tell us where your very, very cool accent is from.
My accent is from South Wales. So if you know Tom Jones, and I'm sure many people do around the world, I come from not far where Tom Jones came from. Now I'm living in Somerset, where the cheddar cheese comes from. And yeah, so it's lovely in Somerset, but it's very beautiful in Wales.
I've been to England, and I've never been to anything outside of that. And it was a very cool place. And I really want to go to everywhere, Scotland. There's so many beautiful places that they're on my bucket list, but I've not made it out there yet. But if I do, we're going to have to do a gig together somewhere out there.
Yes, most definitely. Well, Scotland is at the top end of our country. And so I'm sort of three quarters of the way down the country. And so that's Somerset, which is beautiful. And there's some beautiful properties here. It's just lovely. A lot of countryside. But if you go to Wales, you'll see the Welsh Mountains. Again, you'll see the steam trains. Yeah, it's just beautiful and it's breathtaking. So if you want to go to Wales, go to North Wales or South Wales. And there's lots to do and lots to see there. But don't forget, in North Wales, you'll have to speak Welsh. but I can show you. I can take you to Wales.
What is the easiest way for me to pretend I can speak Welsh? Is there like some little phrase or some kind of cool little thing I can figure out to fake it?
Yes, there are lots of little phrases. In fact, in one of my books, I've got a little phrase. And it's just diolch, which is thank you.
Oh, that's cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What is your favorite song of the moment that you're just listening to on the radio nonstop that's got you hooked?
Well, it's funny you should ask me that question. I very rarely listen to other people's work. I have done over the years, but when I'm working on a piece of work myself, I tend not to listen to anything. So that the reason being is I don't want to be influenced in any way. So that's the reason why I don't listen to other work.
Okay.
I don't know whether you find that yourself, because otherwise you get distracted.
Yeah, you do get distracted, but I just love listening to stuff anytime I can get my hands on it. And my problem is I will see a billboard, listen to a song, watch a movie, and I'll hear a phrase like, that's it. And then all of a sudden I'll whip out my iPhone and write a song called That's It. And it's a curse, but I must have over 4,000 songs.
Yeah.
So it's really difficult for me to try to figure out what I'm going to release or work on next. But yeah, I can't turn my brain off. I'm always churning songs out. And my hope is one day that I can have someone come tap into that creative side and either a publishing deal or they can look for artists to place it. But that's, I love listening to everything on the radio. I don't do it as much as I would like. The most of the time I do that is on vacation, to be honest with you.
Yeah. I find though, if I want to relax, I will switch something on, but it's just background music but I haven't the last year, at least because I've been writing books and writing songs, I just simply haven't had the time. I've been so focused in getting my results with regards to my books, getting them finished, because obviously I've set deadlines for myself. I'm a self-published author, you see, so I've set those deadlines. I need to adhere to them. So I haven't got time. But I must admit, though, thinking back, I have recently listened to Elton John. And some of his music is still amazing.
Absolutely. I saw him in concert a couple months ago when he came through Chicago. And yeah, he's great. I mean, how can you not respect someone, Elton John, Billy Joel, you know, these people that have put out hits after hits after, even if you're not a fan of, you could pick anybody, Taylor Swift, or you have to respect when an artist has that much volume of work that is done well.
Exactly.
You know, you can't sit there and say, well, they can't write or they can't sing or they can't. At some point, you have to give them kudos and say, it's hard to have one hit, let alone multiple hits, let alone have more than three or four or five albums that have done very well. That's a difficult thing to do.
Yeah, it is. And to keep churning it out as well and enjoying what you're doing. I watched him with a live orchestra. That was a different avenue again. But for his songs to be backed up with this live orchestra, and it must have been 100-piece orchestra. It was massive. And it was just an incredible sound. You know, and Michael Jackson, and I like that type of music. And I even like Enya, you know.
Yeah, I love Enya.
Enya is relaxing. But there's so many artists out there that I love them all. I think they're amazing. And there's something for everyone, even punk rock. There's something there for everyone.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I love music.
Yeah, it's funny you say Enya. I've released a couple New Age songs, and in May of this year, I got one called Baba Mama, and it's a New Age song, and I had it reviewed, and it's like 99th percentile. That this is beautiful. And then I added like a couple, basically, you know, Baba Mama, like babies, said Mama and Daddy, Dada for the first time. And then people were kind of confused. You know, I did some reviews, and they're like, wait, this is a New Age song, but it's like, you've got these kids. And, you know, that's the beauty of being an artist. You can create and mix and match and confuse people and experiment.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it's fun.
And simple work as well. I love it when it's simplified.
Yeah.
Because it's actually very beautiful. If you just listen to a violin or if you listen to a harp, just the instruments on their own. And when they're all blending together, you just need to open your ears and listen to them. It's just incredible.
Okay, I'll tell you what, I want to thank you so much for being on the show tonight. It was wonderful, and I wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you, and lovely talking to you.
You're welcome. So to all the listeners out there, thank you for spending a little bit of your time with the two of us. We invite you to listen, share, and we hope your own unique story gets heard around the world. My name is Sorantos. Please join me every Tuesday night to hear other amazing artists share their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here at The Songwriter Show on Reality Radio 101. I love you guys. Have a great night.
Set me free.
for listening to The Songwriter Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.